Jim Sturgill is here. Hello, Jim.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
So well, and thank you for joining us. Jim is playing the Jester in an upcoming production of Once Upon a Mattress happening at the Sheboygan Opera House. What a great role, Jim.
It's a lot of fun. They saw me, the directors, Mid Shaw, she saw me in our production of The Addams Family last year and said, "You're the only one I want for my Jester. I can't imagine anybody else." So she even with my work schedule said, I will put you in and work around your schedule so that you can be there. So it's worked out that I was able to rehearse when I could, but I've been cast into this. And it's funny. It's how can you not enjoy playing something like that in such a great show? So
it is a really terrific show. It premiered on Broadway in 1959, made Carol Burnett a star. A fantastic show. And I do want to point out here, community theater is a very special thing. He's mentioning here, and Jim is saying, you know, when I can rehearse, because what are you doing when you're not on stage?
Well, I'm a full-time paramedic here in Grand Traverse County. Yeah. I teach college history, and so finding the time outside of trying to be home with the family, it's been a struggle, but it's worth it, because like you said, it's community theater. It's people like myself who come from the community that want to give back and share this joy with our community.
So they're volunteering to make some art for you, and I love that. And again, it's at the Sheboygan Opera House this weekend only. So there are four performances of the show?
That's correct. We have Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30, and then Sunday we're doing a matinee at 2.
Now, this is a fairy tale. It's based on The Princess and the Pea. We're going to hear our first number from this show, Normandy. Can you tell us what we're going to hear?
Well, we have a storyline that runs throughout of one of the characters is planning to run away, and several of the other characters decide that they're going to help her. So where are we going to go? And the minstrel, played by Jim Hagenauer, one of our other community members, is trying to convince her that Normandy is where she wants to go. And I don't want to tell you why she wants to run away. If you haven't seen the show, then I don't want to spoil it for you. But this song is myself as the jester, and then the minstrel, and then the king, who throughout the play is mute, trying to convince her this is where we want her to go. So it's kind of fun because it builds up all the wonderful things about this part of France and why we're going to go there.
So from Once Upon a Mattress, here's Normandy.
Normandy is fine and fair. So Normandy is where we'll go. I can show you a beach where the peach blossom blows, and I know how to reach a man who knows a man who knows a cozy inn, a friendly place with rows of windows facing the sea. This time of year, the air I hear is rare and clear and warm. Covered with mustard flowers, golden as the sun, where a wondrous thing can happen when an April day is done. There's a moment after the sunset when the sky goes suddenly green, and the world stands hushed and waiting for the first white stars to convene. When you see that emerald sky, you'll know the reason why. There's not another place I'd rather be. Keep your Eldorado and to hell with Burgundy. Come fly with me. Come try those wings. Come swift, or we have things to do.
Is there truly a beach where the peach blossom blows? Are you sure you can reach that man who knows that man who knows that cozy inn, that friendly place with rows of windows facing the sea? This time of year, the air I hear is
That's Normandy from Once Upon a Mattress. I'm here with Jim Sturgill playing the Jester in our upcoming production of Once Upon a Mattress. That's happening at the Sheboygan Opera House this weekend. The composers of that music, Mary Rogers wrote the music and Marshall Bearer the lyrics. Some great, just kind of old-fashioned show tune there.
Absolutely. It's one that you can just get, you can get the feel for how much joy there is when you listen to the way that the words are written and the music behind it, the accompaniment. So you can really just feel that it's a fun show from just that one song alone. You know, you just want to see what it's like.
A big, broad classic comedy, of course, set in medieval times. And we are dealing with a prince who is having a very difficult time finding a princess.
He wouldn't have such a difficult time if it weren't for his mother, of course, which makes the show even more enjoyable. We've cast some phenomenal people. Nancy is our queen and Doug's our Prince Dauntless. And it's really cute because you get to see that she pretends to be, oh, it's not me and I'm not henpecking you. But really the whole time we all, by the end, as the characters are just, we're ready for whatever's going to happen to the queen. You know, it's like, okay.
So mom has made it impossible for Prince Dauntless to marry.
Exactly.
In her own devious way.
Oh, she finds a way. She tests each one of the princesses in one way or another and finds a way to make the test impossible to pass. Whether it be you lift a heavy weight or you answer impossible questions, or it's cute how they present that. So
now, of course, this leads one of our characters to just decide to take matters into his own hands. So let's talk about this next piece of music we're going to hear in a little while. What is this one?
Well, we have a character that's played by one of our music instructors from the Sheboygan Area School, Kevin Wells. He's playing Sir Harry. And he requests a quest to go out and find a princess of his own because all the local kingdoms have already been polled for their eligible princesses. And the mother even says, well, we're just going to have to wait till their little sisters grow up now because she wants to extend it as long as she possibly can. And he says, nope, I've got to go and find one for myself. He has a vested interest. Again, that's another one of those things I don't want to reveal too much about, of course. But his goal is to bring back a princess, and he's going to go north. Everybody else has gone every other direction. He's going to go north over the mountains and see who he can find. So he's singing to his love interest and says, I'll do it. I'll go find somebody. So
here's In a Little While from Once Upon a Mattress.
It won't be long, it won't be long, it won't because it can't be long before our dream comes true. Because you know I don't belong, and furthermore I shan't belong to anyone but you.
In a little while, just a little while, you and I will be one, two, three, four. In a little while, I will see your smile on the face of my son to be forever hand in glow. Is the way I have it planned, but I'll only stay in love if the glow. Down the aisle, and it's bound to seem as though the
That was In a Little While from Once Upon a Mattress. And I'm here with Jim Sturgill. This is Interlochen Public Radio. And we are listening to music from Once Upon a Mattress this morning due to an upcoming production from the Sheboygan Opera House and the Northland Players that is running this weekend. You've been hard at work rehearsing this show for a little while. Sheboygan seems like a very small place, but there is a lot of art in Sheboygan to be had, Jim.
We are very blessed that we have, the beautiful Opera House, which is Victorian era, but has been rebuilt a number of times, as a lot of Victorian era buildings had the occasion to burn down. The building we have today is within the shell of the municipal center, so we have our police and fire, the city hall, some of the public works departments, and then we have this amazing... When you walk in the building, you wouldn't believe it's the same building as what you see on the exterior. But we've been so fortunate that we have a community that supported this opera house and restored it to where it's the beautiful place that we can bring these community performances. We have anything from local community theater like the Northland Players or the Rivertown Follies. We had the Coast Guard Band this last summer that came and played there. You name it. We just had a tribute to Patsy Cline, I think it was last weekend. So we have a venue that... And here in Northern Michigan that you can come to, kind of like being here at Interlochen, and you've got that commitment to community theater and to culture. We have the Sheboygan Area Arts Council, which puts on a dancing program for younger students. My son's actually in one of the dance groups.
Excellent.
So he's able to learn tap and jazz every year. So hi, Jamie. How you doing, buddy?
Dance away, Jamie.
We also just started up a swing dance club this last year, which I've been part of and helped to get that off the ground. And we did a performance for a fundraiser for the local Sheboygan Rotary and Sheboygan Hospice House that our director saw myself and one of our other dancers, Kim Staff, and we were involved and said, "I that's another reason she wanted me as a jester, because she needed somebody who could be physical and could dance," which I never considered myself a dancer, but I guess somebody else thinks I must be. So
that's the best thing. Another great thing about community theater is that, did you know that the doctor down the hall dances a mean time step? You can actually put that to use and cheer on your friends and neighbors. And again, Once Upon a Mattress is playing this weekend at the Sheboygan Opera House. Worth the drive. Go and see it. It's a terrific production, and it's a great way to support your community as, again, your community works within itself to feed you all the art you can handle. And in this area, we have so much. It's just wonderful. Let's hear the next piece from Once Upon a Mattress. This one is called Yesterday I Loved You. This is a duet.
It is. This is actually, at one point, Sir Harry and Lady Larkin have a little disagreement. And this is the point where they reconcile. And so without giving too much of that, again, the underlying story of this, there's so much more you could tell, but without spoiling it, it's important that they have this moment where they realize that they really do care about each other, and it's not the little fight that they have is just a little speed bump on their road towards their ultimate happiness.
Here's Yesterday I Loved You.
Yesterday I loved you as never before, but please don't think me strange. I've undergone a change, and today I love you even more. My heart cannot be trusted. I give you tonight I love you less than I will tomorrow morning.
Yesterday I loved you as never before, but since this afternoon my heart has changed its tune. Now it sings, I love you even more. My heart cannot be trusted. I give you
anyone ever could be. Now I see what tricks my eyes can play. Yesterday I must have been utterly blind,
or else I was out of my mind, or I find you so much lovelier today. I give you fair warning, I openly confess, tonight I love you less than I will tomorrow morning.
Yesterday I loved you. That's from Once Upon a Mattress by Mary Rogers and Marshall Bearer. We are here listening to music from that production because it is running this weekend at the Sheboygan Opera House. And I'm here today with Jim Sturgill, who plays the Jester. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming all the way out a long way to share this music. And again, we are saying to you, he's coming out a long way to share. Go take a long drive and go experience this community experience, community theater being such a special thing. Again, your friends and neighbors volunteering their time, that adds a whole extra level to the art. Now, speaking of adding extra levels, we just kind of want to make sure, if you are totally unfamiliar with Once Upon a Mattress, what the most basic, what's the first mattress we're talking about here, about what the show is about?
All right, so it's based on the fairy tale, The Princess and the Pea. You get the whole premise of trying to find a true princess would be able to sense a tiny pea underneath 20 soft mattresses. So there's a dry pea that the queen puts underneath there. If she doesn't sleep, then she's legitimately a royalty. Otherwise, she's not. And this is just in the vein of all these other tests that she's put forward in this particular telling of the tale of trying to keep her son from getting married.
Winifred is the 13th princess
Correct.
To show up at
Correct.
The castle. And there is an extra wrinkle. We've heard a lot of little lovers' quarrels and finding out that our lovers are having a very difficult time in this show. There's a specific reason for that.
It has been decreed that no one in the kingdom may wed unless Prince Dauntless gets married first.
So that would be some added incentive to hurry up and get that guy married.
Well, when you hear the lyrics for the In a Little While, she says, hurry, Harry, because come on back. It's up to you. None of the rest of us can get hitched unless you get home and bring us a real princess. And
so here's hoping we won't give away what happens. Of course, we know somewhere there is some of that involved in the fairy tale, but we won't tell where or how. Up next, we're going to hear music from your big number, the Jester's big number in this show. It's called Very Soft Shoes. Why is that?
It's a harken back to the Jester's father. The Jester's father was also a performer, and In the telling of the tale, he was associated with the wizard, who is now committed to the castle. And there's a point where they are trying to get the wizard to give away some of the secrets. You know, everybody, oh, he's got this magic and this mystery. And while he's in the wizard's chamber, he sees in the Broadway show was a bouquet of flowers, but in our telling, we've got a different, to harken back to the father's era, that the Jester's, you know, starts getting a little bit melancholy thinking about his father and watching his dad on the stage. And so this song is kind of a tribute to his father, and we've done a really interesting take on it. We're going to have a really cool performance with one of our characters actually coming in and playing the father as like a memory, so that the Jester and his dad are going to dance together.
Oh, that's going to be so neat. Here is Very Soft Shoes from Once Upon a Mattress. Eventually, you'll hear Jim Sturgill singing this, but right now we'll stick with the original Broadway cast. This is Matt Maddox.
I am far from sentimental or romantic, and I like to think I'm strictly up to date. But at times the dancing gets a bit too frantic. In these hectic days of 1428, so indulge me as I pause to raise my chalice to a quaint and charming dance they used to do. In the days when my dear father played the palace, back in 1392, my dad was debonair and quite as light as air. In his very soft shoes, how he could dip and glide and skip and slip and slide. In his very soft shoes, I used to stand and watch him every day. He was always smooth and cool. I used to love to hear the people say, he's a regular dancing fool. He barely touched the ground and never made a sound. But I've noticed in all his reviews that when he took his bow to the crowd and the crown, the crowd went crazy and the house came down. When Daddy wore his very soft shoes.
Very soft shoes. That's the big number for the jester, a.k.a. Jim Sturgill, who's here from Once Upon a Mattress, being put on by the Northland Players at the Sheboygan Opera House. I love hearing the idea of medieval reminiscence about a soft shoe. Just a little anachronism happening there. But, of course, the show was written in 1959, so how can you not? Once Upon a Mattress, a big fairy tale with all the ups and downs therein, a very expanded version of Princess and the Pea with a lot more, many layers. Oh, like many mattresses stacked upon the other, many layers.
Absolutely.
In Once Upon a Mattress. Now, the big role, or at least one of the big central characters in Once Upon a Mattress, is, of course, our princess, Winifred. And again, your Princess Winifred is another very dedicated community theater actor who goes well out of her way to play Fred in this show.
She does. She comes to us, I believe, from the Harbor Springs area. Her name is Amy Green. She's an executive assistant for one of the chief officers of Leader Dogs for the Blind. So she has an amazing role outside of what she's doing with us here. And she comes and gives 110%. She's had the show spot on almost since the first week with the numerous roles she's done. She actually took a trip to France during rehearsal, and she still has kept up with everything we've been doing. And I can't say enough good things about her and the rest of our cast. I mean, the dedication that our people have had, the costuming, the choreography, Joni Reed, who's another community member that's done the choreography for us. We couldn't have been more blessed with all the various people that have been involved. And as we've talked about before, it's our community. These are people that, like you said, we've got a guy that works at Johnson's Metalworks that comes in and he's playing Dauntless. I mean, you can't help but love that. Come out and support. We are your community members. We are not trained, hired actors that come from New York or Los Angeles. We'd love to say that we could go there, but at the same time, we recognize that the opportunity we have to be in this community theater is something we wouldn't have in some of the bigger communities. So we give our 110%, our heart and soul, and we would hope that you'd come and share in that with us.
And let's talk about how to get there. The show is this weekend.
It is coming up this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We will have a show at 7:30 right there at the Sheboygan Opera House on Huron Street. And then we're doing a Sunday matinee for those that like to have something to do after church on Sunday, so 2 o'clock. And I know that if you're thinking it's a bit of a drive for you coming from northern Michigan, I have to tell you, I have family coming from Cincinnati to see this show. So if they can drive from Cincinnati, you can drive from pretty much anywhere within the sound of my voice to come see this show.
And it's a family-friendly show. You can Absolutely. Bring the kiddos. Matinee is a great time to bring small people.
For sure, for sure.
Terrific. So again, you can see Once Upon a Mattress at the Sheboygan Opera House this weekend. For tickets?
Tickets are available through the Opera House box office. And there's also, I'm looking, I don't think I have the telephone number in front of me right now, but if you look up the Sheboygan Opera House on Google, you can find the phone number for that, but you can get them right there at the box office that at the night of the show.
We'll also have a link to the website for you at Perfect. Our website Perfect. When we put this interview up for you later, so Great. You won't have to miss that. Now, as we said, this was the show that made Carol Burnett a star, so our Winifred has many wonderful things to do, and we're about to hear big and really fun number from Winifred. Let's talk. We will say goodbye to Jim Sturgill now. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Beth, for having me.
Break all the legs.
Thank you. Thank you.
And let's set up this last one for Fred.
Winifred understands that even though she's a princess, this is way out of her bailiwick to be on the stage of trying to snag a prince. So she's reminiscing about where she comes from. And what we're going to hear is her singing a song about the swamps of home, and she's accompanied by our lovely ladies-in-waiting. We have the principal of the middle school. We have a radiologist from one of the local hospitals, a nurse from one of the local health centers that are singing along with her, and it's a cute number to finish with.
Here is The Swamps of Home, sung by Carol Burnett from Once Upon a Mattress. Again, Jim Sturgill, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that's at the Sheboygan Opera House this weekend.
You see, where I come from, we don't have any dry land. Oh, some of the poorer people do, but the nobility all live right in the swamp.
Oh, tell us about it, Princess.
Oh, I don't like to brag.
No, please.
I come from the land of the foggy, foggy dew. Swamps of home are brushed with green and gold at break of day.
At break of day.
The swamps of home are lovely to behold from far away.
From far
My soul is the beauty of the fog, in my memory the magic of the mud. I know that blood is thicker than water, but the swamps of home are thicker than blood. Where'er I roam, my heart grows dank and cold. Abide and will ne'er be forgotten, though I serve.